Hello, followers. This is Kristen Kaufman. I'm sending this from Dallas, Texas, on the first day of the last week of September of 2019. As most of y'all know, I am in the business now of helping people create the lives they want without giving up the creature comforts that they want. And today I wanted to address a question that has come up to me in the last several days from a number of people in my life. And the question is, how do you know when the timing is right to do something different? Or how do you know if it's not too late for me to try to do something different, to create the life that I want? And I have four key points that I wanted to address relative to this question of timing. The first is, I'm a huge believer that there is no time like the present. I have an adage that I've used over the years, you have to be present to win. And that means paying attention, and paying attention to those people that cross your path, paying attention to an opportunity that may have come to your attention. But regardless, the timing is now. Delaying something, procrastinating something, if you have an intuitiveness about, wow, this opportunity might be really great for me, or wow, I really could use an additional revenue stream or a different business model, that idea is not coming to the forefront of your mind by accident. So listen to those whispers, and there's no time like the present to lean into whatever opportunities may cross your path. The second tip is very much in complement to the first, and that is, there's a wonderful book in the Bible entitled Ecclesiastes. Many of you all are definitely familiar, I'm sure, with the book of Ecclesiastes, and I'm an ardent follower of that particular book because I believe in the wisdom of that book wholeheartedly. And the wisdom is, in one of the verses in that book, there is a divine time for everything under heaven. There's a time to be born, a time to die, and that is absolutely true. And we do not hold all of the cards, if you will, on whether or not or when that time is going to cross our path or when a time is going to come in our lives. But I do believe that there is divine providence at work with all experiences, all opportunities, all interactions that cross our path. Our job is to pay attention. To those opportunities and people that cross our path, because it brings me to my third point, and that is, there are no such things, in my perspective, there's no such thing as an accident from my perspective. Incidental encounters are not incidental at all. So if somebody crosses your path and you don't understand why, you're seated next to someone on an airplane, somebody brings an opportunity to you that is out of the blue, and yet you're scratching your head thinking, I wonder why this is happening. Our job, and our only job, is to pay attention to those incidental encounters. Some may be trying to teach us something. Some may be for us to teach them something. Some may be offering us an opportunity to add to our portfolio, whether that be our portfolio of life, our portfolio of business, our portfolio of revenue streams. I don't really know, but I do know that those people and experiences that happen to us in life are divinely providential, and our job is to pay attention and to be awake to that moment and to be awake to that opportunity or to that person. The last point that I would add, and this was actually part of my second book, but all of these points have been in all three of the books that I've written. This particular one is relevant to my second book in particular, and that is, it is never too late. So many people say to me, oh my goodness, I'm long in the tooth, I'm over 55, I'm almost 65, my ship is never going to come in, I'm never going to have the life that I ultimately dreamed about, and I just say that's bogus. It is never too late for us to create the life we want, ever. And the onus is on us. I mean, a lot of it is our attitude, the attitude in which we embrace our life. A lot of it is our behavior, the behaviors in which we integrate into our life, whether it be our daily routine, the discipline in which we approach our life, the discipline in which we approach our business. And then the third is our choice. What choices are we making? Are we opening ourselves up to the choices that are being offered to us or presented to us? And my father used to call these our ABCs. We have control over three things: our attitude, our behavior, and our choices. Our ABCs. Everything else is kind of up to the universe, so to speak. So My closing comment is, it is never too late for us to create the life that we want. So the 4 points, just to rehash again. One, there is nothing like the present moment. No time like the present moment. We have to be awake to the people and the experiences that are crossing our paths. Two, refamiliarize yourself with the book of Ecclesiastes. It will give you a fresh perspective on the divine providential aspect of time and how experiences are indeed put into our lives for divine reasons. The third, there is no such thing as an accident. In my perspective, that is, incidental encounters are not incidental in any way, shape, or form. They are absolutely crossing our path for a reason. And the fourth, it is simply never too late to create the life that you want. So if you are not happy with where you are in your life, if you are not happy in the job in which you find yourself, take the reins, stand tall, lean in, and know without question it is not too late to embrace the opportunities that are going to be presented to you. And I hope that this has given you a giant B12 shot here in the last week of September of 2019. And I will look forward to hopefully hearing comments from you on what insights you may have for our followers that we could benefit from your insights after listening to this podcast. Make it a great day.